When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You might be someone, or maybe you know someone, whose life has been turned upside down with health problems or health complications. Maybe you're listening and you're saying, yeah, that's me, but I'm not feeling in a very positive place, or you're really struggling. It's Wendy here and you're listening to Spirit Radio, and my next guest is going to share with us her journey and just the struggles that she's faced, but just how she's overcoming it and how she manages to be determined and positive and looking ahead to 2023 with such a bright outlook. It's great to have with us on the line broadcaster, businesswoman and publisher Nora Casey. Nora, thanks for being with us. You might start off just by telling us a little bit about your experience and what happened to you after you got COVID.
I had a really mild COVID last January, 12 months. Really mild. I was bragging in the family about it. It was just like a bad cold. I worked through it. But about 4 weeks later, I had all of these kind of unrelated symptoms. I'd only describe them as like jelly legs, dizzy, nausea, vomiting, really bad headaches. My heart was racing. And I haven't seen my GP for 2 years. I'm very healthy, usually. And I couldn't understand all these things. I couldn't finish my walk in the morning. So, unfortunately, they then discovered my heart pressure. My blood pressure was through the roof. It was up at 190, 200. I had all kinds of weird symptoms going on and readings in my blood. So I was in hospital for a while. It confused everybody. I had a little bit of COVID in my blood, but after a few different consultants, I found the wonderful Seamus Leenan, who's professor of long COVID here in Ireland, and it looked like I was having a metabolic crash. It's a bit different to long COVID, because long COVID usually happened to my mind in the early days prior to vaccine. I had two vaccines and two boosters at that point, so it was more that it was a very acute crash. I think it's called a cytokine storm. So it just means that my body was producing antibodies to fight the virus, and it kept producing them every day and every day, and eventually they started to destroy my own cells. So my brain and my lungs and my heart were affected mostly in those early days.
And it sounds like it was what is called a storm that was just whipping around your life and your body. How did you handle that?
Actually, this day last year I was in hospital. I was just reminded by one of those social media apps that this is me in the bed with a million cardiac monitors and heading for brain MRIs. It was really difficult. You just said I'm positive. I am relentlessly positive, a bit of a Pollyanna, but it was severely dented because I was very, very sick at the time. And they felt they could get rid of a lot of the symptoms within 3 to 6 months. For the most part, they did. My brain scans started to clear up and my heart started to settle. I had a post-COVID drug for about 3 months for my lungs, so the inflammation went in my lungs then. But unfortunately, latterly, they discovered that the same antibodies had destroyed the cells in my pancreas. So I was suddenly plunged into type 1 diabetes. And since then, I've had numerous operations on my eyes. My optic nerve was damaged. I had some lymph nodes problems as well. And as I'm sitting here talking to you, my heart inflammation kind of came back before Christmas. So I still have some heart racing. But by far the most debilitating probably to my life has been type 1 diabetes because it's very unstable. I have an implant in my arm, which is magical, and tells my phone what my bloods are like. But wow. I still take a lot of rapid access insulin.
It's a huge blow, I imagine, Nora. And I think people listening to you, you know, that have seen you on the TV or just engaged with any of the incredible work that you've done over the years, just see you as this, you know, strong, vibrant, vivacious woman. And when that part of you is stalled or taken away or changes, what sort of an impact does it have on you and has it had on you and on your perspective in general?
Oh, it's... At first, I'd have to say and be very honest that it came with a bit of anxiety. I've never really been a confident person, but I've not suffered with anxiety before. I mean, I get up and speak in front of thousands of people, and I do TV and radio all the time. But the first time I did it, I found myself really anxious. My heart was racing. My hands were shaking. I had that nervous rash going down my neck. I don't know really whether that will always stay with me, but my doctor says if you can accept that COVID had a pretty catastrophic effect on your body, then you also have to accept it has the same effect on your brain. So I have a degree of nervousness about things that didn't knock anything out of me before. So I'm quite a planner now, which is unusual.
And how have you got your positivity back? Because you sound very upbeat this morning, Nora.
Because I do empathize with anyone out there who's struggling a bit with fatigue, because I started walking around my kitchen, you know, when I was locked in for quite a long time. I used to put mad music on the radio and dance around a bit and, you know, start walking around the kitchen. Then I started doing shorter walks. I'm back, actually, I did 120 miles in January. So I have these goals in my mind sometimes. They're not huge. But this year in particular, I wanted to do things I'd never done before. So... take a little bit of time out for a few months just to think about the next chapter. When I fall off the planet, it's not that someone else steps into my shoes, Wendy. I was letting lots of people down, and it really impacted on me. Like, I work in domestic violence. I have a small group of women I support. I couldn't support them. I was speaking at all kinds of charities, to young kids, to graduates. I just couldn't do any of those things, and I felt really bad about that. But what I realize now is that I have to kind of get myself up to speed and full health before I start doing that again. I still do quite a bit of it, but not as much as I used to.
Is it almost a thing of if you don't fully care for yourself, you won't be able to care for all those groups that you mentioned
exactly.
properly?
I wasn't going into a cliche, but, you know, I do think that you have to have kind of your cup has to be full in order to help somebody else, you know, and there's no point in me trying to pull myself in 10 different directions, which is my normal mode. and I've learned to kind of look after myself a bit more. And I would say the one thing, people always think, well, you know, was it, of course, there was no alcohol in my diet for quite a long time last year. And I lost my taste buds anyway, so go figure, especially for red wine. But it was the lack of sugar that really had the biggest impact on my energy levels. You know, as a newly diagnosed, very unstable type 1 diabetic, I was fainting a lot. I was having a lot of hypos. I would take insulin, but unfortunately my dying insulin cells in my pancreas were spurted it out at the same time, unknown to me or the doctors. So, you know, I was constantly going low. So I had no sugar for about 6 months. Now, I was not a sweet tooth person, but I was absolutely amazed how many things had sugar in them. So when you take sugar out of your diet, it's quite limited. But also you begin to feel, I mean, I really felt so much better. Everything, my skin, my sleep, my energy levels. I'm not advocating this because people listening to this aren't necessarily type 1 diabetic. For me, I was forced into it, but it had a real positive impact on me. But I pay for, you know, this year, I had two things. I'm a total nerd on my bucket list. I wanted to go to Davos. That was minus 16, and I went. I took a plane to Zurich and three trains to the Alps, and I spoke at three events. It was the most exciting thing of my life. I was nearly pinching myself, and I cannot believe I actually made it here. And it was the best brain, I suppose, jump and mind food I've ever had. And the second one was going to the Grammys.
I know, we saw all about it. What was that like, Nora?
Oh my God, it was totally different to Davos. Let me put it that way. I just did a weekend. I flew Friday, came back Monday, and it was just, I've never laughed so much in a very long time. It was full on energy, But what a great experience. Like, I mean, we were dancing with Flo Rida. Lizzo was just next to us. Yeah, we were watching lovely Stevie Wonder, Beyonce being tearful in her speech. It was completely mind-blowing. And I came back exhausted. Of course I did. You know, I had a full week, but I was going to bed super early every night. I really paid for it, to be honest. But it was worth it.
Well, it sounds like it's really given you a boost. But finally, just to ask you, Nora, you know, because people that are listening to your experience in Davos and the Grammys saying, it sounds amazing, but don't think I'll ever get to go to the Grammys. But no. I do want to have that positive outlook. I do want to have that you know, even that idea that you said, of, I'm going to try and do the things that I've wanted to do, and they'll be different for everyone. What would be your advice to someone listening who wants to embrace life, but just isn't in that positive kind of mindset at the moment? What would you say to them?
Well, the last thing I would say is, get off the couch and go out for a walk, because I'd nearly hit somebody who suggested that to me. If it was easy as that, we'd all do it ourselves. I think if you can focus on one thing that, you know, is just truly yours, that you own, whether it's reading a book or just sitting in the garden, you know, going out into nature for a little bit, those things are the goals that I set myself initially. Not big things. Just walking from here to the end of the road and back. You know, maybe doing a phone call that I've always put off, and then really enjoy chatting to somebody. It's not big, ambitious stuff. You know, even me saying I wanted to go to the Grammys, if I was to tell you how I got there, you'd laugh your socks off, because it certainly wasn't through any privilege on my part. So I do think sometimes those little things which drain us, you know, my mother loves going shopping. She's 92, and she loves nothing better than Blanchett's Town on a Saturday, where she usually takes clothes back. But, you know, that's the biggest boost for her weekend, you know. So sometimes it's small things, not big things, that help us get through every day.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing with us your story. And I think you will have encouraged a lot of people this morning. Nora Casey, broadcaster, businesswoman and publisher, thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.